Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Okay. Then they did. So that was a short story. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad that you're here with us this afternoon. In the 1 o'clock hour, we spoke with Steve Moore a little bit about Tax Day. And that's today. I hope I'm not the first person to tell you that. It is April 15th, and that is the D-Day for the tax filing that most of us need to adhere to. So Steve Moore was talking to us a little bit about that. And of course, he brought up the flat tax. He's a fan of it. I'm a fan of it. I think many of you would be fans of it. And we also talked to Mike Davis. And, you know, while there have been protesters taking over the streets of the United States today in support of a Palestinian state or a ceasefire, there's also a Trump trial that started today, and it's kind of crazy that it's not the lead story here. Donald Trump and that hush money trial in New York City. I forgot about this until last week. I don't remember which person we were talking to about it, but the Alvin Bragg Manhattan hush money trial with Stormy Daniels and all of this, the 34 felony counts. We have our favorite people, and yeah, I'm talking to you. You're watching right now, and we're glad that you're there and you're commenting on a regular basis. And everyone wants to remind us, 91 charges. I have heard of people being charged of things they weren't guilty of before. I've heard of that. I don't know that I've heard of it in Donald Trump's case yet, but I've heard of it. So I just hope that if he is in this process or through the appeal process, acquitted, exonerated, whatever it is, that at least we do the math and subtract the 34 felonies that Alvin Bragg manifested out of his cauldron in trying to change over the misdemeanor crimes that had gone past the statute of limitations to fabricate them into the charges that he has right now to make them felonies. I mean, when these initial charges dropped, do you guys remember how everyone was like, Everyone, even the people on CNN are like, this is embarrassing. MSNBC yeah. was like, not a chance. But here we are. And we are on the, I think this is the intent, this is the purpose of this, because it wasn't about this trial. It was about this trial in the context of giving people who read the morning talking points, just whatever you do today, remember there have been 91 felony charges. And it's enough. Because all that matters is the election. I mean, these people are completely and totally invested only in November 5th, Election Day. They don't care about anything else.
Yeah, and this one's really interesting, too, because, like you said, there's 34 charges, but it's a misdemeanor in New York that has expired based on the statute of limitations that they revived, and then they bootstrapped it to some sort of federal law that we're not really sure that they have jurisdiction to. And the DOJ, the Biden DOJ, looked at this and said, no, there's no there, and passed on it. It's like, yeah, this one's a big joke, and he's probably going to get convicted because there's no way he's going to get a fair trial with a fair jury.
But the stupid foul ball of the legal system, the appeal. It's the bottom of the ninth. It's a 3-2 count. Bases are loaded. The game is on the line. Foul ball. Then you just got to do it again, and it's more intense. The appeal will go through. The question will be, will it go through before we get to the election? And if we get to the election, will it even matter? There's a lot at stake. The YouTube live chat poll, has Joe Biden done anything that is a net good in his presidency? Ryan, your answer?
Yes, I said yes. He's just because he's trying to do the, I mentioned the chip thing. I'll go with the chip thing.
that he's trying to bring the chips back to onshore these things in America. The way he's doing it, I don't know if I love it, but at least he's trying to bring that back.
Like a, like every other Biden endorsement that I've ever heard. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the best I could find, too.
Brad?
I'm a no, because I disagree with Ryan on the chips thing. The chips thing has blown up in his face. He hasn't actually brought stuff back.
Because it almost sounds like he just wanted the pub of saying he was doing it so that he could be saying he was trying.
It's very true. But I like that they are trying. They are over-regulating it. So, like you said, Brad, the regulations that they've added to even lithium mining here has been ridiculous.
I guess my question is what's the net good then at that point?
Yeah, I know. It's tough. So I'm going to say 51% yes. I like the fact that they're moving in that direction.
I'm still a no. I can't think of anything.
I'm a no. Shouldn't it be easier than this to come up with a thing?
You would think.
One thing.
Chris says no. Everything he touched turned to crap. Saying it nicely. No surprise to some of us. JB said he is good at keeping his competition in bogus courts. Price said no. Yes, if you hate America. Ryan. Eagle said, I voted no. Russell said, I chose no. Can't think of one thing that's helped me or my family. I think that's a very good way of looking at it. David said, Joe Blunder. Oh, I love the nicknames. That was me. Couldn't do something right if he fell on it and had something right printing all over it. Frank said, I can say with all honesty that I cannot think of one single good thing the man has done. And Steve said, I'm voting yes. G.I. Joe is the biggest joke in the entire world. I don't think we have the same goals. I went to the YouTube Live, which you can vote in each and every day here on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, where we broadcast live and you can vote. Like today, we had over 250 votes today, which is higher than traditional poll. Has Joe Biden done anything that is a net good in his presidency? Along with Ryan Wiggins, 11% of you said yes.
Oh, hey, all right.
89% of you said no. And honestly, 1 out of 10 is... I'm happy that 10% of you are listening to this show that maybe could find something else to do at this time. I tried, man. I could think of things that are half good, but they are half bad as well. Mark Reardon's show coming up on 97.1 next.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.